Okay, Whaler history. This would be for January 3rd. Here we go. January 3rd, 1993. The struggling Whalers hosted Minnesota with a crowd of roughly 5,000 on hand, braving sleet and freezing rain to watch shoot-em-up hockey, especially in the first period, where the Whalers led 4-2, thanks in part to a pair of goals by Terry Ake. Pat Verbeek and Patrick Poulin's second period markers extended the margin to 6-3 after 2, before the North Stars mounted their rally in period 3. Ulf down at 8:42, Dave Gagne at 11:40, and here Russ Courtnall, 15:59.
Peterson gloves it at center, lost it, it's deflected to Courtnall, breakaway, slap shot, score, game tied. Right off the faceoff, as Peterson went down to his knees, tried to glove it ahead, it got by him, and Courtnall stepped around him on a breakaway, and a slap shot upstairs on the short side. And what are we talking about when we talked about game breaker? Courtnall, 15:59, bang, it's tied.
Frank Pietrangelo saw 44 Minnesota shots, 4 in the overtime, including a big stop on star sniper Mike Modano, as the team shared the 2 points in a wild 6-6 tie at the Coliseum, extending the Whaler winless slide to 5. January 3rd, 1993, this date in Whaler NHL history. When we return, Chuck Caton previews the Washington Capitals next, when Whaler Magazine continues.